USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a Q&A event hosted by Politico, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized former VP Joe Biden for his expressions of affection toward Lucy Flores at a campaign rally in Nevada back in 2014, but stopped short of condemning him or saying he's disqualified as a presidential candidate.
So to say I'm sorry that you were offended is not an apology. I'm sorry I invaded your space, but not I'm sorry you were offended.
President Trump is expected to visit the U.S.-Mexico border this week. The White House says the president will check out the newly completed section of the border wall near Calexico, California, on Friday. During the visit, the president will take part in a roundtable discussion with local law enforcement officials. Then the president is expected to attend a fundraising dinner in Los Angeles. Calexico is about 100 miles to the east of San Diego. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
As the weather starts to warm up, kids in Colorado have reason to be happy. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Colorado kids can operate side businesses now without having to get hassled by the cops, as Governor Jared Polis has signed the so-called lemonade stand bill into law, allowing children to operate temporary businesses without having to get a permit. The bill got its start after police shut down a lemonade stand in Denver's Stapleton neighborhood last summer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democrats on Capitol Hill held a press conference calling on the Trump administration not to dissolve Obamacare.
Today, Senate and House Democrats are introducing resolution to reverse this misguided and cruel decision by the Trump administration's Department of Justice.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York. President Trump recently tweeted that he would not tackle health care reform until after the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
More on one of our top stories. President Trump's threats to shut down the U.S. southern border raise fears of economic consequences. Business leaders and economists warn a border shutdown could negatively impact trade on things like fruits, vegetables, while cutting off people who commute over the border. Republican Congressman Mike McCall of Texas on what his experience was like down on the U.S.-Mexico border.
So I went down to President Obrador's inauguration. I've chaired the U.S.-Mexico IPG for 10 years, and I've been very involved in it. They're my neighbor to the south. I don't view them as an enemy. They're our largest trading partner, Texas. So, you know, I think if you seal the border, you're going to cut off significant trade, and it'll have a significant, impact on the economy. And I think the president made that statement out of frustration. I think he's very frustrated that we have 100,000 per month now trying to get into the country. And that's probably why he's threatening to cut the foreign aid off as well. He's in a very, we tried to change some of these laws, but we were unable to do that. And so I think he's doing a lot of this out of frustration. I don't think he's going to actually completely shut off the border. It would have a significant impact on our economies.
And finally, a controversial red flag bill in Colorado is on its way to the governor's desk. The State House approved the Senate amendments to the bill yesterday. It passed by a 38-25 margin and calls for temporarily seizing guns if a person is considered to be a threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.